Our epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 6 through 16. Brethren, we have gifts differing according to the grace that has been given us, such as prophecy to be used according to the proportion of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he who teaches in teaching, he who explains in exhorting, he who gives in simplicity, he who presides with carefulness, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without pretense. Hate what is evil. Hold to what is good. Love one another with fraternal charity, anticipating one another with honor. Be not slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope. Be patient in tribulation, persevering in prayer. Share the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Be of one mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but condescend to the lowly. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. At that time, a marriage took place at Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now Jesus, too, was invited to the marriage, and also his disciples. And the wine having run short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "What wouldst thou have me do, woman? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the attendants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now 6 stone water jars were placed there after the Jewish manner of purification, each holding 2 or 3 measures. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them to the brim. And Jesus said to them, "Draw out now and take to the chief steward." And they took it to him. Now when the chief steward had tasted the water after it had become wine, not knowing whence it was, though the attendants who had drawn the water knew, the chief steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Every man at first sets forth good wine when they have drunk freely than that which is poorer, but thou hast kept the good wine until now." This first of his signs Jesus worked at Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And the mother of Jesus was there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, I remember hearing of a situation of a business, pretty big business, and they were trying to make sure that they could, or that they had good operations, and so they started to downsize certain departments which they thought were unnecessary. And there was one department which they didn't even give it a second thought when they downsized it, and it was the maintenance department. It wasn't a very big cut. It was from 5 to 2. And they downsized it. And as weeks went on, there started to be little problems, and the little problems became bigger problems, like leaks or lights that needed to be replaced or floors that needed to be rewaxed and cleaned properly. And of course, those problems became bigger, and they started to see the effect. Make a long story short, they rehired and they added to that department another 1 or 2 personnel, and of course those problems went away. Now, why do I tell you this? Well, sometimes there are certain elements in our life that when they are in our life, good things happen and we don't even realize it. And when they are not in our life, problems start to happen. Here, my dear friends in Christ, I'm talking to you about true devotion to our Blessed Mother, the devotion of to Jesus through Mary. Some people will make all sorts of excuses why they don't invite our Blessed Mother into their day, whether it be by the rosary or their simple devotions, calling upon her. And then they wonder why they have problems. After all, we're talking about the woman of history. After the fall of Adam and Eve, God is speaking to the devil and says, I will put enmities between thee and the woman. The woman, the most powerful creature after the God made man in heaven and on earth, the queen of heaven and earth, the woman of his story, the woman that Christ in today's gospel refers to when he says, what is that to me and to thee, woman? My hour has not yet come. The same woman spoken of in the last gospel, the last book of the Bible, the Apocalypse, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. It's this woman which we are encouraged to call upon, that scripture speaks of, they who eat me shall yet hunger, they who drink me shall yet thirst. What does that mean? The more you have a devotion to our Blessed Mother, the more you have a want to get closer to Christ. They who hearken to me will not be confounded. You have problems in your life? She's the solution. Never was it known, as St. Bernard says, that anyone who fled to her for protection, implored her help, or sought her intercession was left unaided. Never. The great doctor of the church, St. Bernard of Clairvaux. They who work by me shall not sin. You have a problem with temptations, you're struggling around, up your devotion to our Blessed Mother. Don't let it be lip service, let it be heart service. Call upon her. Confide to her the things that you care about, that you're concerned about. Every day with confidence. Putting them in her hands and knowing that they're in good hands and going on with your day. She'll take care of it. She'll go to her son. And then she comes back to us and she'll tell us, do whatever he tells you. It's all written there. The church tells us what he says. Just follow his laws. Do away with unnecessary occasions of sin. Every day, make sure you put God in your equation. Be of a humble and contrite heart. Because this type of heart, the Lord will not despise. If we just, even imperfectly, invite her into our day, those problems which we have no idea can be, won't be. It says in the epistle today, do not set your mind on high things, but condescend to the lowly. I couldn't help but think of our Blessed Mother when Elizabeth said, how is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The moment that I heard the greeting of your voice, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. And our Blessed Mother says in response, my soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he who is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. Because of her humility, God makes use of her in such a great way. And if there's ever been a time that we need to make sure that our Blessed Mother is in the equation of our day, it's today. Because we know, absolutely, unless you are wanted blind, the devil's having his hour. Evil's all around us. You're going to be a victim of that evil if you decide to do nothing. But you don't have to be a victim. You can be victorious over the evil when you have her. Because when you have her, you have him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.